he said.
It wouldn't be a good idea, probably, to call something Death of a Salesman, but you could do it.
I wanted to see the play, but it was sold out. Tickets were going for $1,500 at the end of the run. I did get to New York and go to the Met, though, and paid my $2 to get in.
$2 is nicer than $1, he said.
Ah, so you do care what people think.
Don't talk like you're using exclamation points, he said. It doesn't suit people who are intelligent. You've been fighting your intelligence for a long time, but exclaiming is the coward's way of undercutting yourself.
Cynicism's better.
I wonder why I've created so many adversaries, he said.
Then did a good Garth Brooks imitation.
I got friends in low places.
George Dickel interests you more than any person every time. We used to come see you, and we had a burning desire to talk to you, to pick your brain, find out what to read, make you smile. But by the end of every evening, it's clear who's your best friend.
But pity me. I have to pay for that best friend. We don't have an unlimited calling plan.
How can you still have so much ego involved that you hate it that my father's company pays for my cell phone and doesn't, what, send someone to come rake your leaves for free?
The super does that. He doesn't have a rake, though. He refuses to think the maple's gotten as big as it has. Every year he's out there with the broom and one black garbage bag.
Made for a good poem, I said.
Thank you, he said seriously. I was wondering if you'd seen it.
We all subscribe to everything, unless we're as broke as I'd be without my daddy, as you so often point out.
If the maple starts to go, the super will be thrilled, and as a good citizen, I promise to chop and burn the wood in the WBF, not let it be made into paper. Paper is so sad. Every sheet, a thin little tombstone.
How's Rudolph?
Rudolph is energetic again, since the vets found a substitute for the pills that made him sleep all the time. I envied him, but that's what the old envy. Sleep.
Is this the point where I try to convince you 70 isn't old?
I've got a better idea. I'm about to turn 71, so why don't you get Daddy to fly you here, and we can celebrate my birthday at the same restaurant where Egil Frey shot the bottle of tequila and then offered the bartender a slice of lime as it poured down from the top shelf like a waterfall. Egil was funny.
Egil, back in college, had been the star student of our class. Articulate, irreverent, devoted to books, interested in alcohol, bicycling, Italian cooking, UFOs, and Apple stock. He'd been diagnosed bipolar after he dove off the Delaware Memorial Bridge and broke every rib, his nose, and one wrist, and said he was sorry he'd had the idea. That was years ago, when he'd had insurance, when he was still married to Brenda, when everybody thought he was the brightest boy, including his doctors. He'd gotten good with a slingshot, none of that macho shooting the apple off the wife's head, but he'd caused a significant amount of damage, even when taking good aim. He was finishing medical school now. I said,
I wonder if that's a sincere wish.
It would be great, he said.
And for a second I believed him, until he filled in the details.
You'd be in your hotel room on your cell phone, and I'd be here with my man Rudy, talking to you from the princess phone.
He really did have a princess phone, and he was no more wrong about that than Egil had been about Apple. Repairmen had offered him serious money for the pale blue phone. His ex-wife, Carrie, his third, the only one I'd known, had asked for it officially, in court papers, along with half his frequent flyer miles, from the days when he devotedly visited his mother in her Colorado nursing home.
You know, it would be good to see you, I said. I can afford a ticket.
What about next Monday? What are you doing then?
Getting ready for Halloween, looking in every drawer for my rubber fangs.
Can't help you there, but I could bring my Groucho glasses and mustache.
I'll take you to the finest new restaurant, he said. My favorite item on the menu is Pro and Pros. It's a glass of Prosecco and some very delicious hard cheese wrapped in prosciutto. Alcoholics don't care about entrees.
Then we go dancing?
We had gone dancing. We had.
Everyone knew it, and every woman envied me.
I don't think so. Unless you just wanted to dance around the floor with me held over your head, like Mel Fisher on the floor of the ocean with his buried treasure, or a goat you'd just killed.
You live in Philadelphia, not Greece.
There is no more Greece, he said. They fucked themselves good.
Pretty soon thereafter, he had a coughing fit, and my boyfriend came into the kitchen with raised eyebrows meant to ask, "Are you sleeping with me tonight?"